Oh, it is so nice to know that we have a place in the house of the Lord when we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and there is great joy to be found in that knowledge and in the house, too. This is Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth, and we've come to that time in the morning where we have to pose a very interesting question. Ryan, what day is it?
What day is it? It's February 4th. Mm-hmm. That's a start of what it is.
Yeah.
There are other holidays, as if February 4th was a holiday on its own. Anyway, there are holidays today, and so I picked a couple.
Okay.
Real holidays.
Sure.
And then I made the third one up, and you and Beth are going to guess which is the fake day. Which
all
day
right.
did Ryan make up? That's how the game's played.
Okay.
So we have National Baked Ziti Day.
Really?
To celebrate one of the cheesiest, coziest comfort foods out there, baked ziti.
Oh, that was dinner last night.
Was it?
Yeah. I may have been a day off.
I don't know. It feels kind of impossible.
Oh,
boo.
Okay. Every pasta day is an excuse to use that joke. National Create a Vacuum Day.
Create a vacuum.
A space devoid of matter.
Just room for nothing.
Nothing there.
Absolute nothingness. Okay.
If you look indoors, look up in the light bulb in the room you are. It has a vacuum inside. Did you know that?
Oh.
I didn't.
I don't really spend a lot of time pondering that kind of thing. I don't even ponder my vacuum cleaner, to be honest.
I don't
with
have
you.
Any history here about why.
Okay.
Someone, anyway.
Sure.
And then we have a National Thank a Mailman Day.
Okay.
6 days a week, 52 weeks a year, all weather conditions.
Sure.
They bring the mail.
Okay.
They deserve some thanks.
Okay.
Or do they? Or is that today?
Or is it today? Well, sure. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm all for good baked ziti.
If there's no cheese on it, I'm disappointed.
Oh, there's got to be cheese. On it. Yeah. Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, I made this dish.
Oh,
three
yeah.
kinds of cheeses.
Hey, you make it. You can put as many on there as you want and as much as you want.
You got it. And it had a lot. And it was quite good. It was one of my better batches. So, yes, I have enough for a couple more meals. So, yay. Yay me.
You don't even have to measure the cheese. It's just all of
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. You just,
all
oh, yeah.
of it goes on.
Just, oh, look, there's a handful. Boom, there it goes.
There's melting. Still some in the bag?
It's like, oh, can't leave that by itself. Throw that right on there. Like, all melty. Yum. Okay. National Create a Vacuum Day. I don't understand the spirit behind this. Is this like... do we appreciate vacuums? I mean, like the vacuum of space, the vacuum of time. I don't get it.
I can get behind doing nothing if that's.
Oh, I can totally get behind
if that's
that.
That's the kind of vacuum we're creating.
That is like my happy place, a day of nothing. That, put that on the calendar.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that.
February 4th.
Write that
Creative
down.
Vacuum Day.
And a National Thank a Mailman. Okay. You know, oh, the person that delivers our mail. Yeah. They deserve some respect. I mean, yeah.
Well, you always notice when it's the different carrier. Like if your regular carrier is off and somebody else, because it usually comes like way later.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then the mail might go to your neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
But even then, they need to thank, too, because they're trying to figure things out. They're just trying to survive on that day.
Yeah. And my entire neighborhood, I mean, they're like, they have a clock that if that postal carrier is not at our boxes at a certain time, you can kind of tell, like the earth is off its axis or
something
like that.
They're all standing outside
like,
looking
what's
around.
What's happening, you know? And yeah. they, I mean, we've got like a big, box of several P.O. boxes type thing. And so, yeah, they'll drive by and, yeah, it's just off. But, yeah, so there's that. Okay, what day is not today?
Which is the fake day?
Which one's the fake day? The one I don't understand, I don't believe, I don't get it. is National Creative Vacuum Day. Hmm. That one just doesn't make sense to me. So, yeah.
Is that the one you're going with?
Yeah, it is.
National Creative Vacuum Day. You think I made it up?
Yeah.
You didn't get it, Beth.
Okay.
For some reason, it exists.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't.
When I say I don't have any backstory.
I don't understand this.
I don't have any backstory on
this.
What? But it was on the list.
Really? This is going to take some research.
A holiday about nothing in particular, Creative Vacuum Day.
Wow.
Wow. So, yeah, that's a real one. I did not make that one up.
February 4th was desperate for a holiday.
I mean, that's probably true. Okay. The other two just weren't cutting it. Of course, one of those isn't real.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to have to guess another one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say
Day or Mailman Day.
I'm going to say Baked ZD Day. Yeah, I thought so. Was it yesterday by any chance?
This day doesn't exist.
No?
This is a real fabrication of Ryan's. There is no Baked All right. ZD Day.
Because of that, I'm declaring February 3rd as Baked ZD Day, and I was on it.
Okay. Hey, I don't know how these things get approved.
I just approved it.
February 3rd, Baked ZD Day.
Yesterday was Baked ZD Day.
There's a pasta day somewhere, but not a Baked ZD Day.
Well, we have to find that one. Yeah, is that coming up?
We'll have to use our noodle. On that note, here's Nothing Sweeter from Toby Mac, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.